Oh, why do we like to be beside the seaside? So far, the effect of the sea on health has only been investigated on UK volunteers. But Dr. White has already had interest from the Netherlands to Hong Kong to expand the study further. Around the world, over 60% of the people live in coastal margins, so we think that's not a coincidence that most of the people do live by the coast, he told the BBC. Explanations for this range from the practical: the sea provides a source of food and, more recently, access to trade, to more controversial theories, such as the aquatic ape hypothesis. But strong cultural associations may also be at play in improving our sense of well-being. From the Victorians onwards, the allure of the beach for the British has been one of fun, sandcastles, windbreaks, and dads awkwardly changing out of wet swimwear. By expanding the research worldwide, they hope to discover whether cultures without that tradition and those in landlocked nations are affected by seaside scenes in the same way. If so, there are wider implications for urban planning policy. We've been contacted by countries with very small coastlines, such as Germany and Switzerland, who are quite worried. Are they missing out on health benefits, says Dr. White? So one of the questions we're quite interested in is if there is an effect of large lakes, or does it have to be the coast? The research could also encourage local councils to increase protection for lakes and rivers and improve coastal access so that more people can feel the benefit. They are even investigating the benefits of virtual reality. We're running trials at the moment in a dental surgery, where half the patients are given the option of experiencing a virtual beach environment that they can walk about in for 30 minutes. We're hoping to find that if their stress levels are lower, which will also make the dentist feel happier and the operations go more smoothly, says White.